where Central Lake is coming from. And Bowerman, he's got great vision, and he's able to see better now where the pressure's coming from, bounce it away from it, and he's turning some of those 2 yard gains into 8, 10, 12 yard gains now. And that's a big deal for Deckerville, because when they start running the football, they are very tough to stop. They feed off that. Their defense plays better, and just when you least expect it, Isaac Kynith hits you deep over the top.
Kynith is under center, two men backfield at the 35 yard line. 2:03 left in this first half. That would be Hanley and Rumzik in the backfield. Handoff to Rumzik. Spins out his first tackle, but he stopped just about a yard, maybe 2 yards beyond the line of scrimmage by that middle linebacker, Grant Papadow. 2 yard gain, second down and 8 for the Eagles. 1 minute, 49 seconds left. Clock continues to roll down in the second quarter.
Right, he spun out of that first tackle, but right into the arms of Grant Papadow, and he doesn't miss and stops him after 2 short yards. 1:35 to go in the half. Deckerville with their timeouts and the football. This is their opportunity to get a nice lead going into halftime.
Showing blitz, and they pitch it out to the right to Bowerman. Cuts back inside, breaks free, and he dives forward to about the 31-yard line. It's going to be another 2 yard gain brought down by number 13, TJ Schultz. Third down, 6 to go for the Eagles. They need to get to just inside the 25-yard line.
You run that pitch play with the option of having the sideline there so you can pocket and save a timeout. Bowerman goes to the sideline, and when he cuts back to the middle, I thought, oh no, he's going to get 1 or 2 yards and then still not get out of bounds. But he makes a guy miss, gets to the sideline, stops the clock with 1:26, but it's 3rd and 6 for Deckerville.
And it's a handoff to Bowerman, and on the backfield, blasting through is Dylan Michael, defensive end. And no gain on the play. 4th down, still 6 to go with 1:15 left in the first half.
Backside pressure, Dylan Michael able to come around and get into the backfield and chase down Kenton Bowerman. And on those plays that run to the left, you'll see the right side of the line swing around to the left to help block, but they got to run it quickly. Dylan Michael is quickly getting to the sideline.
And we have a timeout called by Central Lake. This will be their 2nd of the half, as they did not like something they saw with facing a 4th and 6 for the Deckerville Eagles at their Central Lake's 31-yard line.
Well, it's a mistake on Central Lake's part. They should have called timeout 20 seconds ago. They're trying to preserve time, Clark. They expect their defense to stop Deckerville here and give their offense a chance at maybe a couple deep passes down the field, and I think they wasted 15 seconds or so. They could have called that timeout a little sooner, but nonetheless, you knew Deckerville was going to let the time run down. If they get the first down, Deckerville still has a couple timeouts in their pocket yet if they want to get creative here at the 31-yard line of Central Lake. But nonetheless, Central Lake, 1 timeout left, down 2. Deckerville has the lead, but a big play here for Deckerville. They can get this first down and find a way to score some points before the half. That'll be very huge.
56 seconds left in this first half. Deckerville leads 16-14 over Central Lake. Central Lake started the scoring out 8-0 with 8:24 left in the first quarter. Deckerville responded with 3:26 left in the first. Then Central Lake themselves with 10:49 left in the second, but the two-point conversion was no good. And with 6:34 left in this first half, Deckerville scores for the 2nd time. Two-point conversion is good. That's the difference maker right now. 16-14, going forward on 4th and 6 from the 31-yard line. Back to pass, rolling to his right, has a receiver wide open at the 5. Kenton Bowerman, touchdown, Deckerville! On a 4th down and 6, Isaac Kynith connects with Kenton Bowerman for the 31-yard connection. And the Eagles take an 8-point lead, trying to make it a 2-possession lead with a 2-point conversion. 50 seconds left in this first half. It is Deckerville 22, Central Lake 14.
Wow, Central Lake gets totally fooled in coverage. Kenton Bowerman, they thought they were going to hand it off to him, but it's play action. Isaac Kynith rolls out to the right. They got the tight end covered. That's Janowak, but it's a wheel route as Bowerman heads out to the sideline, down the field. Nobody near him. Easy throw and catch, and Kynith doesn't miss.
And we have a false start on Deckerville on this two-point conversion, as they were not set in a little bit early movement. So they'll try this one again, marching back from 5 yards away from the 3-yard line back to the 8.
That Brendan Hanley there got off to a little bit of a quick start. And that's going to cost him 5 yards on this two-point conversion play.
22-14, 50 seconds left in the first half. Deckerville scores for the 3rd time today on a huge completion. A 31-yard completion from Kynith to Bowerman, wide open in the end zone. We have a timeout called by Central Lake, their third and final timeout of this half, as they're trying to keep this one a one-possession game as it's 22-14. Dave Hansen, how huge is the momentum swing for the Deckerville Eagles right now?
Oh, that's absolutely huge. Everything is going their way right now, but you got to love the play call. You knew Deckerville was going to go for it on fourth down. You had to figure with a running game starting to stumble that they were going to play action pass. I think Central Lake knew that too, but the routes and the play call beat the defense, and that's credit to the offensive coordinator and the execution of the Deckerville offense. The offensive line gave Isaac Kineth great protection, and he was able to hit Bowerman down the sideline on that wheel route, and nobody near him.
I didn't have time to point this out, Dave, but after that first drive, Deckerville was unable to do anything. And they talked about the benefit of their players. Only two of their players go both ways for Deckerville. Bill Brown had his entire six of the eight players over on the bench drawing plays out, discussing their changes they're going to make, doing them in real time, and ever since, the Deckerville Eagles have been moving the ball.
Well, they absolutely adjust as good as any team we've seen in the last few years, and that's been a benefit to them.
Rumsick rolling to his left, looking to pass, lets this one fly into the end zone. It is caught! Holy cow! Brought in by Jeff Stone, the tight end, as Rumsick threw that one out over the outstretched hand of the secondary of Central Lake, and it is a two-possession game with 50 seconds left in this first half.
Well, that ball was thrown, was lobbed up for Jeff Stone to go get. Jeff Stone stopped and came back to the football, and that's the difference, as Central Lake was floating with the ball, trying to go backwards and catch it, and Jeff Stone comes forward, makes a play on the football at its highest point, and hauls it in for a very important two-point conversion for Deckerville, as now it's a 10-point lead with just 50 seconds left to go in the half.
24-14, Deckerville leads by 10 points. After a 65-yard drive covering six plays and 2 minutes and 50 seconds off the clock, Deckerville now leads by 10 points, 24-14. And it all stems back on that fourth down conversion from 31 yards out from Kineth to Bowerman, wide open in the end zone. Two-point conversion into the hands of Jeff Stone from Cole Rumsick. And here we are, a 10-point lead after Deckerville was trailing 8-0 and then 14-8 at one point in this ballgame. 16 straight points for the Eagles. Kick from Janowak comes in at the 11-yard line. Spangler's able to bring this one in, actually. It's cutting down midfield. Runs to the far sideline. Has room to run. Has one man to beat. Can finally brought down to the 35-yard line. But a flag flies from behind the play. And that's back at the 25-yard line. And they're actually going to move that forward out to the 30. So more than likely, this position's not going to hold with 39 seconds left in this first half. There, it's currently at the 36-yard line.
We'll see. Typically, that's
either a block in the back or a hold.
Right, and at the very rare case, it could be a face mask, but it certainly appears like it was on Central Lake.
Well, the officials here are not too good with their signaling, and so it's some sort of penalty against Central Lake. That's all we know.
Right, but if I just hold my hand in the air, I can say whatever I want to, apparently. We had no signal whatsoever, no idea what it was.
A 10-yard penalty, so that must be a hold.
I'm going to assume it's a hold. I don't know what else it could be. But thank you for your lack of signal calling, sir, and we'll move on. Central Lake will start at their own 20-yard line with 39 seconds to go in the half, and Deckerville putting two deep safeties out at the 45-yard line.
And there's a bad exchange on the snap, and Mortensen has to go down and grab it at the 19-yard line for a loss of one. Mind you, that number 76, Dalen Clark, the starting center and nose guard, out with an injury on his right knee. He's being worked on right now at midfield. And ever since, Hoeksma has been the acting center, and they have had bad exchanges, fumbles, and no momentum on their side, and no running gap in the middle of that line.
And even on the special teams punt, Mortensen had to go a long ways to field that snap. So that's been a bad deal for them. I'm actually surprised. I know they're going to let the time run out here, Clark. Surprised they didn't run one more play just to give another snap to Hoeksma just to get some reps in. But we're going to go to the half with Deckerville leading 24-14 over Central Lake.
In the eight-player Division I state championship from Marquette, Michigan, the Deckerville Eagles lead by 10 points. Into the locker rooms they go, 24 minutes away from a state championship, their first, second since 2012. It is halftime. Deckerville 24, Central Lake 14. Right here on the WLEW Sports Network.
For over 30 years, a group of highly trained tire and car repairmen have been in battle against vehicles with mechanical problems. If you're having trouble with your motorized vehicle and you need help, call Kynith Tire, otherwise known as...